Earth, sky.
Climate scientists and climate skeptics have something in common, according to journalist Andrew Revkin of the New York Times. He said that both are guilty at times of overstating their claims.
As I've written for many years, the stuff we know confidently is pretty straightforward. More CO2, you know, greenhouse gases actually function. More of them will make the world warmer. Warmer world, less ice, higher seas. All that stuff is a no-brainer. But there was a sense of selling the whole package, the dangerous, disruptive climate change, how much of it, what was happening with hurricanes, all that kind of thing, was oversold.
In other words, the scientific evidence is solid in showing that greenhouse gases from human activities are warming the planet. But the evidence is less conclusive on, say, whether Hurricane Katrina was due to human-caused warming.
That level of sort of the overselling of the climate crisis a couple of years ago and the way it was done enabled people recently to say, oh, they were overstating things, and to foster a sense of doubt. And what you've heard recently, you know, trying to undermine the entire body of research on global warming as being a hoax, that kind of thing, is also a ridiculous overstatement.
Revkin said that one truth about climate change is that it's complex.
And I think everyone recognizes that in whatever communication effort is done on climate going forward by the scientific community, including the IPCC, there'll have to be much more of an embracing of the complexity, even when it's inconvenient.
EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.